and shoes. This is the Jesus Good News Station, WCNO, Palm City.
Good News and Shoes.
It is God who always is pursuing us. Not we trying to pursue God, can't find Him. And if you are frantically trying to get God to do this or that for you, my advice for you is chill out and realize that God is saying to every one of us, be still and know that I am God.
Learn more on Leading the Way with Dr. Michael Youssef
at 9:30 a.m. and p.m. daily on WCNO.
Maranatha Assembly International, a church of worship, the word and healing.
Welcome to the Living Word Radio Broadcast, brought to you by Maranatha International, a church of worship, the word, and healing. Join us for our Sunday services from 10 a.m. to 12 noon. For locations and to sow a seed into this radio ministry, visit our website at maranathainter.org or call 561-383-6574. 561-383-6574. Now stay tuned for today's message.
Maranatha Assembly International, a church of worship, the word and
Good afternoon. This is Pastor David Ures with Maranatha International Church of Worship with the Word and Healing. I don't know about you. I feel like praising the Lord. I feel like dancing. I feel like just rejoicing because the Lord has good. The scripture says that praise the Lord, all ye people. So that everything that have bread, praise the Lord. And we're going to be talking a little bit about that this evening or this afternoon, depending on when you're listening to this. But first of all, let us pray. Father God, we come before your divine presence. We give you the glory. We give you the honor. We honor you, Lord God. We thank you, Father God, that we can come before you and shout to the Lord, Lord God, with a voice of triumph because you have done great and marvelous things in our lives. We thank you, Father God, for the people, Lord God, that are listening right now, God. We pray, Lord God, that your perfect will, Lord God, will be done. We thank you, Father God, for your presence. We thank you, Father God, for the Holy Spirit who leads us through this teaching, that we may understand you even more. We love you, Father God. We bless you. We ask, Father God, that you may touch your people, Lord God, and that you just reassure them, Lord God, that you never leave them, you never forsake them. And Father God, all you're asking us for is to give you the praise and to give you the honor. So we thank you, we praise you, we give you all the glory. And we ask all these things in Jesus Christ, we pray. Amen, amen. Amen, amen, amen. I don't know about you, but I feel like praising the Lord right about now. But we're just going to get right into this teaching here. As you know, I just wanted to thank you for listening in. I'm sure that you've been listening in for a while here, and I'm sure everything that's been said, it's been directed by the Holy Spirit and something that you need to know. As you know, we've been talking about Teach Me How to Pray. We just came out of 7 steps as far as like things that are hindering our prayer. And we're just going to introduce something new. We're still under the heading, Teach Us How to Pray, but it's more, we're going to focus on praise and the effect that praise have on prayer and how you need both of them to see the manifestation of what God wants to do in your life. So we're going to be sharing a little bit about praise and how it kind of links arm with prayer, and how we should be praying and praising, and what the Bible has to say about it. Amen. So once again, I want you to call us at 561-383-6574, 561-383-6574. And like I said before, we're going to be introducing just a new subject matter under the heading of Teach Me How to Pray. I want you to learn how to pray, and I want you to pray effectively. In James, it says, the effectual fervent prayer of a righteous man, it availeth much. So I want your prayers to avail much. Now, like I said before, we're going to be talking about praise and how it associates with prayer. We've been doing a lot of praying. But now the Lord is saying, now it's time for you to link your praise with your prayer, because it's very important that you link those two together. And the Bible makes it very clear that not only we pray, but we praise God for the answer. And there is a certain way that we enter into His presence, and He shows us how we should go about coming into His presence. So if you don't mind, take out your pads and we're just going to walk through the Word of God. I want you to turn with me to Acts chapter 16, verses 16 to 25. Let me go ahead and read verse 25, and then I'm going to back up to 16 and then kind of discuss some things in reference to our praying and praising. And we're going to link those two together. All right. Now, in Acts chapter 16, verses 25, it says, "At midnight, Paul and Silas were praying and singing." I want you to highlight that. "They were praying and singing hymns to God, and the prisoners were listening." In other words, the prisoners heard them. "Suddenly, there was a great earthquake, so that the foundations of the prison were shaken, and immediately all the doors were open, and everyone's chains were loose." Let me read that again. At midnight, what is your midnight? A midnight may be something that you may be going through that's very hard, very gut-wrenching. You might have gone through some situation that seems as though that is your midnight. But we see here in this case, it says, "And Paul and Silas were praying at midnight and singing hymns to God, and prisoners were listening to them." Now, let's kind of back up a second. Let's go back to 16. We see here that, "And now it happened, as we went to prayer." Now, it's still talking about Paul and Silas, "that a certain slave girl possessed with a spirit of divination met us," meaning Paul and Silas, "who brought her masters much profit by fortune telling." So we have a slave girl here that she had masters that were using fortune telling to bring forth money to these masters. Verse 17, "This girl followed Paul and us and cried out, saying," check this out now. She was actually saying the right things, but it was the spirit behind what she was saying it was the big deal. Let's look at verse 17. It says, "This girl followed Paul and us and cried out, saying, 'These men are the servants of the Most High God, who proclaim to us the way of salvation.'" Verse 18. "And this she did many days. But Paul, greatly annoyed, turned and said to the spirit," not to the girl, "to the spirit, 'I command you in the name of Jesus to come out of her.' And he came out that very hour. But when the masters saw that their hope of profit was gone, they seized Paul and Silas," catch this now, "and they dragged them into the marketplace to the authorities, and they brought them to the magistrates and said, 'These men, being Jews, exceedingly trouble our city.'" So we're saying Paul and Silas was troubling their city. Verse 21. "And they teach customs which are not lawful for us, being Romans, to receive or to observe. Then the multitude rose up together against them," who? Paul and Silas. "And the magistrate tore off their clothes." Are you seeing that now? "And commanded them to be beaten with rods. And when they had laid many stripes on them," I'm thinking that for according to the Romans culture, it could be 30 to 35 stripes maybe placed on them. "So they were beaten with stripes on them, and they threw them in the prison, and commanding the jailer to keep them securely. Having received such a charge, he put them in the inner prison and fastened their feet in stocks. But at midnight, Paul and Silas were praying and singing." They were doing what? They were praying and singing. Now, I don't know about you, but it will be kind of difficult. I don't know, maybe very difficult for me to put myself in that position. Would I be praying and singing after I've been dragged, my clothes have been ripped off, and they beat me severely on the back, and then put me in the inner prison, shackle my hands, shackle my feet? And then the scripture says, but at midnight, Paul and Silas praying. So this shows me that there is power when we link prayer with praise. We're doing a lot of praying, but we're not doing a lot of praising and thanking God, because those two go together. Now, as we go through this series, we're going to just kind of go through and show you clearly of the power that praise have when it's linked with prayer. We see in this particular case that at midnight, Paul and Silas were praying and singing hymns to God, and the prisoners were listening to them. Then suddenly, a great earthquake. So as a result of their praying and singing, the combination of those two, an earthquake shook where the foundations of the prison where they were. And immediately all the doors were open and everyone's chains were loose. You see that picture? So we see here that as a result of Paul and Silas praying at their midnight hour, at that time where they were seemed to be at their worst, is when they actually opened up their mouth and they prayed and they sang. This shows me that God is saying that, hey, we have to link our praying with our praising, because if we link our prayer with our praising, then there is something powerful that God wants to do in our lives. Now, throughout the scriptures, we see that, like for instance, in Psalms chapter 107, verses 8. Psalms 107, verses 8. And I want you to turn with me, because I believe you need to kind of see this for yourself. Psalms 107, verses 8. You see that there's an importance and there's some emphasis that's placed on this particular verse. Because in verse 8 it says, oh, that men would praise the Lord for his goodness and for his wonderful works to the children of men. So it goes on to say, oh, if men knew the value of praising the Lord for his goodness. Only if they knew how impactful and how powerful praise is, they would link it and they would be doing more praising. The author of Psalms 107 now repeats himself. First it's mentioned in verse 8. Then guess what? He says it again in verse 15. Let's read it again. He says, oh, that men would give praise to the Lord for his goodness, for his wonderful works to the children of men. Now in Psalms 107 in verse 21, it says it again. You think God is trying to emphasize something and bring forward a point? I think he is. It says the same thing. It says, oh, that men would praise the Lord for his goodness and for his wonderful works to the children of men. And again, it says it in Psalms 107 and 31. So four times, when you see a verse is mentioned four times or even more than twice, there's a lot of weight that's placed on it. Because it's the same thing, like, for instance, you see the verse like, the just shall live by faith. That's mentioned four times, but in four different books. But in this case, in the same chapter, it's mentioned four times. So we see here that praise is very important, and we have to link our praise, our prayer, with our praise. Now, I want you to turn with me to Philippians chapter 4, verses 14. Philippians chapter 4, verses 14. And we're going to look closely at how Paul, when he was writing this church, writing to the church of Philippi, he was trying to address the importance of how praise is and how we can link it with our prayer. Now, in Philippians chapter 4, verses 4 It says, rejoice in the Lord always. And it says, again, I say rejoice. So he now repeats what he's saying there. Rejoice in the Lord always. And again, I say rejoice. Verse 5. Let your gentleness be known to all men. The Lord is at hand. Be anxious for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving. You see that? Let everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God, and the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will guard your hearts and your mind through Christ Jesus. So we see here that God is saying that, hey, you have to link your prayer with praise. You have to link your prayer with praise. And God makes and he gives clear details of how we should approach him. Like, for instance, there's a proper protocol. You know, you just don't run up to a king and just begin to start asking, Father God, give me two of these, three of these, four of those, and by the way, bless my uncle. No. There's a proper protocol to approaching God. Now, let's look at, for instance, Psalms chapter 100. Psalms 100. I'm going to take my time and go through this because I believe you need to know this. Psalms 100, verses 1. Let's start at verse 1. It says, make a joyful shout to the Lord, all he lands. It says, serve the Lord with gladness. It didn't say serve the Lord with sadness. Serve the Lord with gladness. And it says, come before his presence with what? Singing. Come before his presence with praising. Just kind of give you a note here. A lot of times, you know, I get up very early in the morning to pray to God. And I believe that there's this is a sacred time where it's just me and God, or God and I. And there's no disturbance. There's no phone ringings. There's no text that's going off. There's no demand. It is just giving God your undivided attention. And just kind of give it, just come a little closer to the radio. Let me give you a little secret here. Before I ask God anything, I will go through a time of praising him. Praising him. Because what happened is that when you praise him, you are coming before him and you are acknowledging him. And you say, God, I just want to acknowledge you. I'm not just coming to you just to ask you for stuff, but I want to remind you of who you are, how great you are, how loving you are, how good you are, how merciful you are, how truthful you are. And guess what? As I'm praising God, then that leads me and ushers me into prayer. So when I'm praying, I'm not praying selfishly, but I'm praying according to how the Holy Spirit is leading me. Let's go back to Psalms 100. It says, come before his presence with what? Yeah, I can hear you saying it. Come before his presence with singing. Come before his presence with praising. In verse 3 says, know that the Lord, he is God. We have to know who God is. Like, for instance, you're coming into his presence and you're praising a God you don't know nothing about. That's why the word of God is so important. Spend time in the word of God. Get to know God. I believe it's in Job, he says, be acquainted with me. Get to know me. Get to know my dislikes. Get to know what I like. Get to know my heart. And a lot of times, a lot of us are praying and praying and praying that we have never taken the time to get to know who we are praying to. What is he like? What does he love? What is his will? His word is his will. All right. So it's important. It's important. It's important. So let's finish this verse here. It says, know that the Lord, he is God. It is he that has made us and not we ourselves. We are his people and the sheep of his pasture. It says, enter into his gates with thanksgiving. So we see here that the approach now, you have singing, you have thanksgiving, you have praising. So there's a proper protocol in how we come before God, and that affects the impact that our prayer is going to have when we release those words. Let's finish up the word. In verse 4, it says, enter into his gates with thanksgiving and into his courts with praise. Be thankful unto him and bless his name, for the Lord is good. There's a reason why we praise him now. It tells you and it highlights, and you can actually see it through scriptures. We're praising him before because he's a good God, for he's such a good God. And for his mercy is everlasting, and his truth endured to all generations. So when we're praising God, we're praising him because he's just that good. And we're praising him because of his mercies. The scripture says that his mercy is new every morning. Great is thy faithfulness. And we're also praising him for his truthfulness. Now let's look at Psalms 95. Let's kind of go back a couple of chapters, and we can see something similar of how we should approach this mighty God of mine. In verse 1, it says, O come, let us sing to the Lord. Let us shout joyfully to the rock of our salvation. Let us come before his presence with thanksgiving. So when we are praying, there is a thanksgiving that we come prior to us asking and making requests and saying, praying for such and such, and praying for uncle such and such, and you just go have a long list. But God says, come to me the way that I tell you to come to me, and then you will get the results as you're praying to me. All right, now in Psalms chapter 118 verses 1, Psalms chapter 118 verses 1. Let's look at this closely here. Psalms 118 verses 1. It says, Oh, give thanks to the Lord, for he is what? For he is good, for his mercy endures forever. So throughout the scriptures, you're going to see that when you really give praise and thanksgiving to God, it's going to fall into one of those categories. You're praising him for his goodness, for his mercy, for his truth, and for his mighty acts. Now, what happens when we praise God? What happens when we praise God? Now, if you look at, for instance, Psalms chapter 22, verses 3. Psalms chapter 22, verses 3. Let me read it for you here. And it says, But you are holy, enthroned in the praises of your people. We see that God has a way of inhabiting the praises of his people. What I mean by inhabiting? It means that God will come down and sit right down in the middle of your praise. All right? He wants to come and he wants to remain right there in the middle of your praise. So as you're praying God, what you're doing is that you're engaging God in what you are praying for. Now, nothing is exempt from praising God. If you notice, like, I'm just trying to do like doing like an introduction, because next week we're going to get into some of the different names of praising, and there's some examples of how when people pray and praise, the results that they got. Now let's look at this and see how the requirements now. It says in Psalms chapter 148, we understand that nothing was exempt from praising God. Nothing was exempt from praising God. And I'm looking at this scripture here, and it says, praise the Lord from the heavens. So the heavens are commanded to praise the Lord. It said, praise him the heights, praise him all the angels. You know, right now the angels are declaring holy, 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 and they're praising him continuously, nonstop. It says, praise him all his hosts, praise him sun and moon. Wait a minute, what do you mean sun and moon? How can the sun and moon praise him? But he says here in the scripture that he says, praise him sun and moon. He commands the sun and the moon to praise him. It says, praise him all you stars of light, all the galaxies, all the new stars, the new constellation that are just forming, and this new, they're finding out that there's more stars that are just being created. All those stars and the moons are just giving God the praise, and we don't even realize it. Verse 4, praise him, you heaven of heavens, and you waters above the heavens. Praise him, praise the name of the Lord, for he commanded and they were created. He also established forever and ever. He made a decree and shall not pass away. Now look at verse 8. It commands the fire, praise him. Hail, praise him. Snow, praise him. Clouds, praise him. Stormy wind, praise him. In verse 9 it says, mountains and all hills, fruit trees and all cedars, beasts and all cattles, creeping things and flying fowl, kings of the earth, praise him, and all the people, princes and judges, young men, old men, children. It says, let them praise the name of the Lord, for his name alone is exalted. His glory is above the earth. And so we see here that God is like saying, everything praise me. As a matter of fact, I heard something that it said the other day. It says, if you don't praise him, he'll make the rock cry out and praise him. In verse, in Psalms chapter 149, it says, let everything that hath breath praise the Lord. We see that trumpets are used, lutes are used, our mouths are used, harps are used, timbrel and a dance are used, string instruments. He says, praise him on flutes, loud cymbals, clashing cymbals, you name it. God says, oh, it's going to be used to praise me, because I'm worthy to be praised. Now, next week, as we kind of go a little deeper, we're going to talk about some of the different names of praise. And we're going to talk about some examples, like, for instance, the Old Testament, when prophets praise God. They prayed, but also they praised God and the results that was happening. Let me challenge you. And before you do your prayer next time, start off by praising God first. Come before his presence and say, God, I praise you. I love you. There's none like you. There's no king like you. There's no rock like you. You're such a good God. Your mercy, you're so beautiful. Praise him first. And then let your praise lead and hold hands with your prayer. And you begin to start seeing some mighty results in your life. Well, my time has come to an end. But I think you kind of got the idea. We're going to dig a little deeper. We've just started off in the shoreline, and we're going to walk a little deeper into this phenomenon of praying and praising God. But I want you to actually call us at 561-383-6574 or visit us on our website, maranathainter.org, to get some further information about this church. But I also want you to sow. We are looking for our own church building, and there are people out there that want to help. And you say, Pastor, I want to help. Well, call us at 561-383-6574. Or go on our website and sow into this ministry. And I guarantee you, your seed will never return to your void. May God bless you is my prayer. Love you.
Maranatha Assembly International. A church of worship, the word and healing.
Welcome to the Living Word Radio Broadcast, brought to you by Maranatha International, a church of worship, the word, and healing. Join us for our Sunday services from 10 a.m. to 12 noon. For locations and to sow a seed into this radio ministry, visit our website at maranathainter.org or call 561-383-6574, 561-383-6574.
Maranatha Assembly International, a church of worship, the word.
Now enrolling Synergy School of Tomorrow, Junior College in St. Lucie County, grades 6 through 12. Synergy is a college preparatory and vocational school that offers students who graduate a high school diploma with the potential of earning an AA degree or vocational certifications in pre-med, technology, culinary, cosmetology, and more. Synergy Magnet is a proud partner of WCNO. Synergy School of Tomorrow accepts all state scholarships. For more information,